Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
You're the Wyndham beneath our wings, Joe Wyndham.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels!
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood. She only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee. It's Richie D.
Jamie. She has no last namey.
Ashley Schiavone. She don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day you're Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Lisa Wallet. Now that's what I call wallentainment.
Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We like her more than a smidge, it's Kelly Cartledge.
Better than Taboo. It's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Yes, we should with Carrie Bridgewood.
Lourdes, the Lourdes of the Rings.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible Edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel. Kelly Stump, the Stump Master.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Yes, we can with Howley, Carolyn, and Anne.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Nancy, cease and desisto. We love you guys. Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Guess Where? Yo, bros, that's where. I'm Ronnie. You can find me over on the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast. If you watch The Bachelor, that's just a roll in the hay, that podcast. And here I am with Ben Mandelka, my co-host and little bestie. You can find Ben's cartoons, Real Housewives of Kitchen Island, over on LYouTube. Hi, Ben.
Hi, and as I mentioned on our Jersey recap, I guested on a Sexy Unique podcast this week, which is coming out on February 28th, where we talked, we love Sexy Unique podcast, by the way, Laura, the host of that, friend of the pod, we talked about Vanderpump Rules, but also we talked a little bit about Summer House, which is what we're talking about today on this podcast.
Yeah, so go check that out. Love our little Laura. And yep, we are going to be doing one live show in March in Salt Lake City. That one's going to be really fun. So come out there. We've never been to Salt Lake City. You can find tickets for that and all of our live shows. We're going to a bunch of places, including Orlando, Charleston, Madison, Oklahoma City, etc. Go find all of those cities and more over at watchwhatcrappens.com. This week we did two Crappens on Demand video recaps. We did Jersey yesterday, the season finale, and we did Vanderpump Rules this week, which was super fun. We also did Vanderpump Rules last week as a video. So if you want those videos and our bonus episodes, this was a two-parter about our road trip. So we've got a bunch of fun stuff over there for Patreon people. You can find links to our Patreon, everything, over at watchwhatcrappens.com. Okay, today.
Yeah, and by the way, if you are in Salt Lake City and you know one of the new cast members of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, definitely reach out to us because we'd love to have them at our show.
Hell yes. We would love a trial by fire. You know, we don't know anything about this show yet. We don't know any of the ladies, obviously. So it would be really fun to just throw them in the mix. Let's get some interviews going, guys.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you can just, like, our email is up on our website, watchwhatcrappens.com, and then you could just message us on, like, Twitter or Instagram or whatever. But yeah, that'd be so fun.
Yeah, that would. That would be, I should say, to complete that grammar. Okay, everybody, today I'm going to stop talking so fast. I don't know why I'm so cracked out of my mind. It's because I ate a watermelon, and I'm not used to these natural foods coming into my body. And apparently
you can't blame it on the watermelon.
I blamed the watermelon. I blamed natural things. I don't have natural things in my body, okay? My body is not built for natural things.
I know, it's hard. Watermelon can really upset the natural balance of a body's ecosystem.
It really can.
You know what? Ronnie, I think here's the thing. With your watermelon, I think you're just like in the fast lane with it. And I think that like you just have to like take it slow, you know? God. Just take that watermelon slow, bro.
What a shocker. Here we are with Carl gaslighting some girl about how he has not said he's about to be serious. You just said you were in it to be serious. 2 weeks ago, Carl. Are we forgetting? Do I have to rewind through all of these fucking notes? I've now got almost 50 pages of Summer House notes. Do I need to go through them all?
Classic Carl. Carl is Carl and Lindsay getting together is the train wreck we knew it would be, because all of her faults are on display, all of his faults. They're just exhibiting past behavior that we've seen for three seasons now, and they're just doing it to each other now. And I don't know if I'm like loving that. I feel like I partially feel like it's a gift for us to watch this train wreck, and then partially I'm just sad for us too.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to watch, but that's Bravo, watching a bunch of, you know, semi-hot people fucking and fighting, and you don't really want to watch it or hear it, but here we are, you know, every single time.
I think that everyone wins on this episode except for the duvet. The duvet is the true loser this week.
Yeah, that duvet went through a lot. Definitely, yeah. And, you know, duvets are not very easy to wash, guys.
They're not.
Let's just stop abusing them. Put a towel down.
Yeah, no, that... I felt so bad for that duvet. I felt so bad for what it went through, what it had to be exposed to, what it was put through.
I mean, haven't we all been that duvet at some point in our lives?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, guys.
I know Kyle and Amanda have definitely had that duvet.
We open where we left off last week with a big fight between Kyle and Amanda. Amanda just wants to get ready for this 4th of July party, and Kyle just wants to know why he's not getting laid and also why she sleeps so late.
Yeah.
Fun fight.
And she has basically closed the door. She's in the bathroom. She's closed the door, doesn't want to talk to him, and he's like, I'm not going to talk to you through a door, Amanda. I'm like, I think that's the reason why she closed it.
That's the point, stupid.
That's the point.
Dumbass.
So she wasn't trying to augment the communication at that moment.
He goes downstairs to wait for somebody to complain to. And this is why everybody hates couples, okay? You're ignoring us while you're together. And then the second you're fighting, we're all supposed to listen to your stupid problems.
No one
cares about you, okay? Stop bitching to everybody. You're in a vacation home, okay? So he's just standing there, like, with lover boy on his hat, lover boy on his shirt, lover boy in his hand, lover boy on the floor. It's like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, and Paige is just texting with Perry. She's lucky. She gets to stay out of it. But Paige, you better be careful, because this is your future right here, okay? We love Paige. We love Paige. But this Perry situation, she's in danger of becoming the new Kyle and Amanda.
I need to know how rich Perry is, because you're only really allowed to be in relationships. I mean, she's not excited enough for him to be super rich. So he must be like approaching middle class rich, because she has too many doubts. Like, this guy cannot be too rich. I mean, if you're a decade older, you've got to be a certain amount richer, right?
I think so. And I don't like that he apparently does not seem to want to come to the summer house. And I don't like that she has to text him in the middle of a party from the front porch. I mean, he's kind of bringing her down. It's not cool.
Yeah, well, you know, don't date fuddy daddies. That's what
you get.
Yeah,
don't date Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
Lindsay checks in on Kyle. She's like, Kyle, like, what's going on? Is something all right? And he's like, oh, there's just so many buttons I can't push, and I can't keep track of them anymore with Amanda, you know? Just like, I can't even get guacamole out of her anymore.
we're in a hotel? Like, we didn't have sex? I mean, come on. We're in a hotel. We're supposed to have sex in a hotel. Come on. It's a hotel. Yeah.
And Lindsay's just happy to like fan the flames of discord. She's like, well, it's supposed to be an exciting time, and like, you guys just got engaged. It's like walking into the summer house and not going straight for the rosé.
He's like, that's why I'm scared shitless. Dun, dun, dun. And he's like aiming his lover boy up to the camera.
Yeah. And then we go over to Jules is in Paige and Hannah's room, and she's just like, man, I kind of wish I roomed with someone. It'd be nice to have someone to talk to, right? The girls just stare at her like...
Yeah, Paige is just like, God help me. So then Carl is slapping Lindsay's stomach in bed, and he's like, things with Lindsay are a roller coaster. The highs are high, the lows are low. But I like fast rides and big scar show if...
You know what my favorite ride is? The slap Lindsay's tummy ride. Whoa, what a ride. Exhilarations.
So then Hannah is, everybody's getting ready for this party, basically, right? Mm-hmm. And Hannah's like, I hope today Armand mans up and tells me, like, how he feels about me. But until then, I can flirt with Luke. Oh, I want to lick his face. I want to lick his face. Yeah.
She's like, I wouldn't mind licking his face. So Luke's like, hey, Hannah, do you want to join me in going to the liquor store? And Paige is like, oh, cool. I'll just hang out with myself. I actually don't want to come, but thank you so much for not asking, tall Minnesota man.
Living the high life, living the high life.
Jump! Did you see that that was a lyric?
No, was it?
It was, because I actually had put on the closed captioning because I didn't know what Jules had said when she said, I wish I was rooming with someone, and they were still on, and so I got to see the lyric said, living the high life, living the high life, and then Hannah's like, we're going to the store, and then Trixie goes, jump!
Trixie Monocle, let's work against suicide. That would be great. Suicide's not good, okay? Let's not spread the wrong message. Summer House.
So Luke and Hannah are going to the liquor store. Hannah's driver's license has expired, so that's a thing that happened. And they're just basically talking about Armand. And Luke is trying to tell her to pump the brakes with Armand because he's trying to get all up in that ratchet ass, you know.
It's like, what are you looking for, a sugar mama? He's like, yeah, actually, I'm looking for a sugar mama. She's like, well, I'm going to be a sugar mama one day, probably. He's like, that's the only reason I'm talking to ya.
I'm putting my eggs in the basket, and these are great eggs. I actually got them from the chicken coop back there. So these are actual physical eggs I'm putting in your basket.
He's like, I'm not threatened by Armand, all right? Maybe you should be threatened by me. What do you think of that, huh? Then Kyle is still trying to make margaritas happen.
Yeah, or even worse, the mullet happen.
The mullet and margaritas.
Yeah,
I think it's okay to switch things up, you know? It doesn't always have to be a mullet. You don't always have to rent a margarita machine.
Yeah.
I need more from Kyle this year.
Yeah, I think we like the mullet thing is like a joke that no one ever really co-signed. Like, maybe it was funny for one season, and then like Amanda did it with him like a second season to show that she's fun Amanda. But I don't think the rest of the world ever co-signed, and seeing it get dragged out for a fourth season, I think we need to have a retirement ceremony for it.
Yeah, because it's just not hilarious in every part of the country. You know, I'm in Texas right now, and I love a Walmart. I spend a lot of time in the Walmart. And to me, it's just like, wow, so he's just got a different hairstyle today, you know?
Yeah, basically. I guess we do have to be appreciative that they did move on from the BBCs. Remember BBCs? That was like their signature drink?
Yeah. I think someone finally told them what BBC means.
Yeah, someone had to break it to them.
They're like, what would we do with a minority on this show? What? Sorry.
If you don't know what BBC is,
look it up.
Don't use image search if you're at work, though.
And lose your. How many people did we just get to lose their jobs?
And how many people just had a surprisingly lovely day?
Yeah. Hey, I haven't thought of BBCs in a while. So
anyway,
back with the group. Kyle's like, hey, group jealous shot. Hey, wait, Paige, are you doing a shot shot? She's like, I'm doing a shot shot. Jules is like, yeah, I'm doing a shot shot. Paige goes, Amanda, do you want to do a jello shot or a shot shot? And Amanda's like, I want a hug. Oh, fuck off. We're ruining everything, you two.
Seriously. And so then we see, like, now it's like the party's starting, and a bunch of girls just start walking in the door, and we just hear Carl go, welcome! It's like, of course, Carl. So Armand shows up, and he's dressed like a Backstreet Boy. He's got, like, the white t-shirt. He's got the little necklace thing. Like, he's straight out of 2000. I'm surprised he did not have frosted tips.
He does seem like a guy that would have frosted tips, right?
Yeah, he probably did back then, for sure.
He kind of has Max face right now in my mind, and I don't know why. Max from Vanderpump Rules.
Really?
Yeah, I'm thinking of Armand and I can't really remember his face, but it's popping up as Max's face from Vanderpump Rules. So that's how my memory's like working.
Round, looks a little bit like a boulder, you know?
Yeah.
You know, like that's what I'm getting.
Yeah. So Armand with his boys. Yeah, I just wrote, these boys are all gross.
Yeah.
Boys of a gross feather flock together. I'll say that. So Lindsay's like, hi. I don't know Armand that well, and I don't necessarily know how to season him, but if he makes her happy, then I'm okay with that.
Yeah, and so then she walks up to Armand, and she is such a sabotager. She's like, oh, so, like, Armand, like, what are your thoughts on Hannah? Or, like, you and Hannah, like, what do you call it? Like, you guys gonna be boyfriend, girlfriend? No pressure. Don't want to make it crumble under the pressure. Yeah.
We're, like, hanging out right now. We're not putting a title on it. We're just calling it hanging out. Hanging out, so.
He definitely has a witness protection program voice.
He does. He looks like he has so many secrets to tell Maury Povich.
So then over at the liquor store, Luke and Hannah are, like, picking out booze. And Luke's like, oh, I didn't know they had your gin here. American Beauty. See what I did there? Because you're wearing American flag and it says American Beauty. I could put some flowers on you on the bed. Yeah. Would you like that?
No one who's actually sat through American Beauty would say that to somebody as a compliment.
Yeah. Seriously. Because I'm just imagining. I was going to somehow try to equate like Lindsay to a plastic black bag floating in the air, but I'm just going to let it be.
If it just came back and kept hitting you in the face, you know?
So basically, Hannah's like, oh, that was really cute. Put it away. Put it away.
And then back with Lindsay grilling Armand, saying, I mean, she's waiting for you to ask her to be your girlfriend. Like, is that where you see it going? Or... And he's like, oh,
I don't know. I'm not putting any pressure on it. We have things to figure out, and the secrets I have to tell would blow your mind.
So Amanda and Paige and Jules are
talking. By the way, Lindsay's like, oh, yeah, because she's really into you. She's really into you. I'm like, you are such an underminer. Wow.
I know. That's why she's perfect for Carl. All this is missing is Carl coming up and being like, so are you together? Or is she fucking Luke right now? That's who she really likes.
Yeah. Hey, Armand, put your weight on me. Yeah, bro.
I can only put my weight on you in an unspecified location.
Specifically, a well in my basement, which has a basket.
Put the lotion on it. Put the lotion on it.
So Paige is like, Paige tells us, I don't know Armand that well, but I love Armand. I would break up my friendship with Hannah for Armand, okay?
It's like, yeah, I love him. He doesn't shush Hannah or tell her to quiet down. He just lets her be her. And I think that's a very important quality.
I think that that's so sad that that is something you have to point out as a good quality in someone. Like, that's so hard to find in somebody, in other words.
I know. So now Hannah and Luke come back, and it's like, party, party, party. And you just, and Carl, you know, it's always peppered with Carl's commentary. It's like, party, party, party. Oh, this party is looking really lit right now, gents. Really lit. So lit.
And Carl is in one of his homemade American made shirts.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the fact that Carl, like, sits home and irons letters on his shirt. Like, that's his thing, you know? I think it's so cute. He's like, oh, gonna make a new letter iron-on shirt today. So, have fun with your margarita machine. I'm doing my thing, ironing letters on a shirt, so.
Yeah, you can see more about it on my YouTube channel called Carl DIY. It's called, that stands for Carl Does It Himself, which is almost a pun on my Pittsburgh roots, but not quite there.
YouTube channel, doer, I don't even know her. Do it yourselfer, I don't even know her, so.
Yeah, it's my YouTube channel called I'm Taking It Slow, and basically it's a bunch of videos that have buffer issues, so you can really enjoy it.
It's my YouTube channel called Totally Want to Get Married to You and Have Babies. Never said we were boyfriend and girlfriend. All right. Subscribe. Yeah. Like and subscribe.
It's my YouTube channel called Saturdays for the Gents. And you can only watch it on Saturdays, and there's no content.
So Lindsay's like,
is Carl okay? Because I saw him in the kitchen. He was like, we're not having sex. And like, they were in a hotel room, not having sex. Like, a hotel room.
I think Lindsay and Carl, of course, are so alarmed by it. He's like, oh my God, this is crazy. So then Kyle sees them and goes, are you guys having a serious talk? And then he starts like humping the air. And Lindsay's like, come over here, Kylito. You're having sex with air. And he's like, gotta have sex somehow.
Like, come on, Kylito. What if you just wake her up with a boner?
Yeah, what every woman wants.
Yeah, that's the dream. That's how you start romance.
What kind of woman gives that advice?
Yeah, that's what women want. They just want to be woken up with your boner.
And then we go over to Jules, who, oh, poor Jules. She's trying to make friends, but, like, no one's really welcoming her in. We see her, like, hop up to Hannah. She's like, hey, girl. And Hannah's like, hi. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. And then we see, like, Jules just sort of, like, floating around. At one point, she's just, like, dancing with herself. You knew that somewhere. Danielle was like, thank God. It's not me anymore. It's not me.
I know. And she even tries with Danielle. And even Danielle's like, I could be on a train right now. So that's what I'm thinking about. So Jules is like, as much as I try to integrate myself into this friend group, I don't feel it reciprocated at all. It gives me flashbacks to growing up in Cincinnati as the only Jordanian girl in class.
Yeah. It gives me flashbacks to when you tried to go on the subway with Apple Pay. It just doesn't work. So,
it gives me flashbacks to when you just fell out of your chair for no reason.
Gives me flashbacks to when you desperately tried to get someone to room with you in your room just now, and no one took the bait.
Yeah, it gives me flashbacks to you like stalking Paige's Instagram page to see what you could buy so you could have the same outfits.
Gives me flashbacks to you making bacon for the entire house and everyone giving Luke the credit.
And that was her entire season.
That's Jules' seasons. Makes me like her more. So then speaking of Luke, he tells us, he goes, this is the first time in my entire life that I've missed the 4th of July in my hometown. And for the past 10 years, I've been dressing up as a pirate. So I had my mom send out my costume. I'm like, wait, what? He just says it like, oh, that's a thing that you do on July 4th. That's not a thing.
Yeah.
That's not a thing.
I guess it like is. A pirate. Yeah,
I guess in Luke's town.
That's his thing. I mean, I thought, wow, no one has ever been more perfect for this show. You know, they've had trouble finding new cast members and not this time. Did a great job.
Yeah. So his mom has sent out his pirate and pirate costume. So he gets into it and he walks downstairs and then Danielle sees him and her face just like, oh my God. It's like I'm trying to go straight for the D and the D came straight for me instead. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Then Kyle and Carl are on the judgment balcony, Steven's judgment balcony, which doesn't feel right. Get off that balcony. I know you're paying rent there, kind of, maybe, possibly, but that is Steven's balcony of judgment, sirs.
Yeah. Well, it has been turned into the balcony of
Loverboy
promotion.
Yeah, Loverboy promotion. So he's like, hey everyone, thanks for coming. You know what, one time we were fuck boys but then we became lover boys.
Yeah, so yeah, let's make out. And so they make out and like they make out while pouring Loverboy on top of them. I'm not sure if this is what their brand is going for, but this is where it's at. And Carl's like, now everyone go and have some fucking fun. Yeah, but take it slowly. Okay, take it slowly.
So then, but Lindsay gets jealous, of course, because she's
of course,
Lindsay.
Of course, Lindsay would get jealous of the stupid kiss.
She
totally
runs upstairs
does.
And like jumps on Carl and starts kissing him. She's like, how are you? How are you?
Hi, how are you? How are you? Hi, how are you?
Fucking Lindsay.
Yeah.
Oh, so then Luke is in the kitchen and Hannah's with Armand. And she's like, Armand, this is Julia. Armand, this is Juliana. Oh, and Luke.
Yeah, there was.
She
did
Luke, I guess, right?
No. She does introduce Armand to someone named Juliana, who's off screen.
Oh.
She's like, this is Juliana, because of course there's a Juliana at the party. Like, how do you have a party like this and there's not a Juliana?
Hopefully Margulies. And
there's Juliana Margulies, who refuses to be on camera, but she is here. So any questions you have about ER or The Good Wife, please feel free to ask them to her right now.
Yeah. She's like, Juliana, he's like my boyfriend right now. That's who she said it to. So then Luke's like, not gonna lie, I'm bored. This is boring. So he goes up to Hannah and
thank you for not lying about that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Luke, for being honest.
Glad to not
about
lie.
Your feelings.
Yeah.
Glad. I couldn't tell you were bored by the way you were roving around the kitchen island dressed as a pirate, waiting for people to be like, hey, you're dressed like a pirate.
Yeah. So he goes up to them and he's like, hey, where's my shot, Hannah? Oh, how you doing, bro? And Hannah just stares at him. And Armand is like not the most charismatic guy in the world. So he's just staring at him.
He's doing that thing where he's like bopping his head as if there's music playing, but there's no music playing. He's like, yeah, sweet tune.
Sweet tune.
But there's like, I'm like, if you're expecting LMFAO to start playing, it's not going to happen.
Yeah. So Hannah's like, he always dresses like this. And she goes to get him a shot. And he's like, so what's up, brother? How you doing? And he's like, so how long have you guys been together, huh? I care deeply about her. You going to take good care of her, huh? And Armand is like,
my relationship is between us, and I don't want to talk about it.
Those files have not been unclassified yet, so I'm not at liberty to tell you about them.
And he's like, yeah, I'm not scared of that guy, okay?
Yeah, that's my competition. There's no fucking way. I'd like to see him get into a tiny gymnasium with me and a hockey stick, okay?
Yeah. And Armand tells Hannah, he's like, y'all,
I'm not going to be threatened by Jack Sparrow. I will not be threatened.
You should be, because Jack Sparrow is Johnny Depp, okay?
Yeah. You know
okay,
who always
Danny
wins?
Danny DeVito?
You know
Jack
who always
Sparrow.
Wins in those movies? Jack Sparrow.
Jack Sparrow, always.
He always wins. Even though I stopped watching after the second one, I trust that he continues to win in the future ones.
Yeah, me too.
And you know who he winds up with at one point? Penelope Cruz, I think. So there.
That's a win.
That's
so
a win.
So Paige comes over to talk to Danielle. She's like, I miss you. And Danielle's like, well, how are you? She goes, I don't know.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's because like I didn't have a boyfriend for so long. And like now I have a boyfriend. And it's like, what do you do when you don't have a boyfriend at a party?
And Danielle goes, just dance. Woo! Straight to the D.
You're asking
Danielle. Can someone drive me to the LA
Double R? Yeah, yeah. If anyone knows how to entertain themselves without a boyfriend at a party, it's Danielle. Okay, come on, Danielle. Give her some help.
I don't like seeing this side of Paige. Last season, Paige was very strident and she was, you know, self-assured. She didn't, like, need to... Well, I shouldn't say she didn't need a man's attention to determine her happiness because like, she sort of did a little bit with Carl.
True. Yeah.
But this season, watching her mope around, like not know how to have fun if Perry's not there, is like, it's not the Paige that I came to love. And I will continue to love Paige. She's one of my favorite people on Bravo. But
really?
I want her to
because
be stronger.
She just went on the Kate Casey podcast and said that the cast that needs to be recast the most is Real Housewives of New York. So chew on that one.
Okay, you know what, Paige? You're dead to me. You're dead
to me.
Get
out, Paige.
Do you even watch New York? Do you even watch New York, Paige? You're going to cry. You're going to bring Perry into this and then say recast New York? How dare you, Paige? How dare you? How dare you?
Kick her out.
What is wrong with you, Paige? I need to hear justifications for that behavior.
Get out of here. I can't believe I've
trusted
you.
Get the fuck out of here. Jules is the new Paige. How about that? Apple Pay on all the subways. How about that?
Exactly.
I stand for Apple Pan Subways.
Wow, see? That's all it took. Last year she was playing this whole like, I don't need a man, I'm a strong woman. But then she was like kind of letting the whole Carl thing happen all summer. So
yeah,
whatever. But yeah, I still like her too. So people are dancing, and Lindsay tells Carl, I'm gonna have to let my break for a minute. He's like, no, we're having a party. Like, you're not allowed to have a break. It's fun. But basically, she's saying, can we have a moment and be boyfriend and girlfriend? And like, you tell me how pretty I am and we make out. And he's like, no, I'm not going to do that because today I'm going to pretend I never told you that we were dating. So,
yeah, exactly. This is, by the way, this episode, every season there's like a new thing that Carl says. And this episode is the debut of life is good. Life is good. Life is good. Which I don't think he says right here, but I can imagine him. It's like, in his brain, that's where it starts. Like, after she's like, can we have a break? He's probably like, oh, you know what I should have said to her? Who takes a break when life is good? Life is good. Life is good. I'm going to use that. I'll use that a little bit. Life is good.
So Paige. Upstairs.
Yeah. So is this Paige calling Perry now? It's hard to tell. So much is happening. It's all very relevant.
No, right now, Paige is upstairs, and she's about to go into her room, and she hears sex noises. And so she's like, oh my God, what do I say? And Hannah's like, say something. And she's like, I'm just going in. So she goes in, and we just see a girl's legs flung up in the air.
Yeah, up. And like the thing is that you can see that Bravo had to crop out the sex. Like they zoomed in, so it's like a little, there's a lot more artifacts, and it's just like a leg flopping and like a you know, it's full on.
Yeah.
And so Paige is like, no one should feel comfortable doing that on anyone else's bed other than their own. Yeah.
Yeah. So she kicks him out, and she's like, "Hope you had a good time at our party. Thank you yeah. for coming."
And Hannah's like, oh, you guys, that's our bedroom. That's so gross. Do it in Lindsay's next time, okay?
Yeah. And then we see the bed, and there's, like, Starbucks napkins crumpled up on the bed. Ew.
Yeah, it was, like, it was pretty graphic. I was like, wow, we have reached a new depth. And then, meanwhile, so then, by the way, Paige does call Perry. She called, right, well, it doesn't matter when she called, but she calls up Perry, and she's like, hi, I miss you. Like, literally, I'm sitting on the front porch talking to you while there's a huge party going on. It's like just like really hard to have fun without Perry. I mean, especially now that everyone's coupled up. I mean, except for Jules, but like, no offense to Jules, but I mean, come on. And then just show Jules like alone doing like her dance, like, all right, Danielle says this will work, so I'll just dance here in the middle until someone notices me.
Oh, poor Jules.
I know, poor Jules.
Oh, so then Paige goes to Amanda, and she's like, we just saw some guy eating out a girl on her bed. And Amanda just falls to the ground. And she goes, who invited these trash people? And you just see Kyle kicking a huge ball past them and then peeing in all over every single bush.
Yeah, wonder who she... Maybe it was Juliana. Hey, Juliana, did you invite that girl? Juliana? I feel like actually Paige walks around and asks Juliana for things. Juliana? Hey, Juliana, did you see my video? You like my video, Juliana?
Oh.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So then Armand is kissing Hannah, and he's like, we're leaving.
We are coming back later, though.
It's like, oh, okay. So Luke and Carl and Lindsay are on the couch, and Luke's like, oh, God, you know, why isn't anyone sitting on my lap? Why don't you guys just come over here and sit on my lap? Let me tell you a good story about how Hacky got started. Come on.
Hacky.
Come on.
Not to be confused with Hacky Sack, which is also a pretty good story. They're actually related, Hacky and Hacky Sack. By the way, we should mention that the way this entire interaction started was Carl sitting next to Luke and saying, "Ah, dude, are you good, bro?" And he's saying, "Ah, Stars and Stripes called." And they asked, "Dude, can we get our stripes back? Because I'm wearing Stars and Stripes socks." And Carl goes, "Dude, socks to be you."
So they do sit on his lap, and Luke's like, well, I just wanted the gold and the treasure and the X on the spot. And Carl goes, the booty, if you will. And he's like, oh, the booty is Hannah. It's like, oh, do you like relationships and are unattainable? It's like, says the lady trying to date Carl.
Yeah, says the lady like whose last relationship was with like a PTSD, like waspy bro who is completely emotionally unavailable to anyone or anything except like, I don't know, maybe a can of pickles or something. Yeah. But either way, I don't know where I went with that. It was strange. But Luke was like, so Luke's like, so are you guys going to get married? And Carl's like, no, no.
And, maybe. I mean, maybe. That was rude. They said no. That was rude. Hold on. That was rude.
We're not like boyfriend and girlfriend. I told you about my commitment issues and divorce fear, and now you want to talk about Marge?
Exactly what we said he was going to do. I mean, exactly. So he's like, Lindsay, because she like storms off. And he's like, what, am I missing something? Yeah, I think you're missing that part where you were like, hey, I don't want to just mess around. Like, I'm looking to settle down with somebody.
Yeah. This is why he always says, I want to take it slow, because he says it every season. He always acts like he gets in the fast, like he wants it to go fast. But he says it every season, I just want to go slow, because that way he has a built-in excuse to not have to deal with the, like, to do things like treat his lover with respect or have boyfriend-girlfriend moments or have to commit to anything beyond just having sex. So the moment that someone demands something of him that's more than just like a finger bang, he could be like, whoa, but I said I wanted to take it slow and you're not like appreciating my boundaries.
Yep. Yep. That's pretty much Carl. That's Carl summed up. So Jules,
although Lindsay's no angel either, just so you know.
Yeah, it's but Carl really, like, Carl's bad. I mean, Lindsay's crazy, but Carl really does. He says shit like that, but then he also gets them believing, like, yeah, I'm totally in this. I'm totally into you. It's just you. And then he says 10 different things, so he can always go back and say, but I said that. And he has, like, a script that he can choose from, you know?
Exactly. Although, where Lindsay goes wrong is that she is always looking for a fight. She is always looking. She's always ready to believe the worst in someone, and she has real codependency issues.
Well, she's also right. I mean, all the stuff she was saying about Everett, he was fucking around on her all the time. And then all the stuff she's saying about Carl, he is pulling back. Like, she's not so crazy that she's just seeing something that's not there.
Just because she's paranoid doesn't mean people aren't coming after her.
Right. She just keeps going for assholes and then wondering, like, why she's with an asshole. Because you keep dating assholes even though you know they're assholes, Lindsay.
Yeah, exactly. God, so now...
like me. I love dating an asshole. Oh, my God.
So it's time to go out tonight. So everyone's getting ready to go out. Some people going out. Jules is like, are you going out? Because I'm going out. Is it you going out? You're going out? Yay, we're going out.
And Danielle goes, does a bear shit in the woods? Yeah, I'm going out.
You know that Jules was in that. I know the position that Jules was in. She wants to go out. She wants to create bonds with like Hannah and Paige. But then Paige is like, oh, I'm going to stay in. And then Hannah is going to be hanging out with Luke. And so now Jules is stuck with Danielle. And she's like, this is not what I wanted.
Yeah. And she tells Paige, she's like, if you want to sleep in my bed, you can totally sleep in my bed. You should sleep in my bed. Like, if you want to, you should sleep there. And Paige is like, actually, I'm going to watch a movie with Amanda first. And she's like, okay, but sleep in my bed, though, okay? And then I'll come snugs later. See you again.
We can watch a movie later, too. Like... Maybe two movies for you tonight, like and one with Amanda and one with me. I don't know. Like, do what movie you're watching? Can I?
Yeah.
What is it? Wanna watch? We can watch a movie. You want my bed?
I'll do every line from the movie if you meet me in bed. Every line. See you in bed.
In bed.
So then, Lindsay and Carl
Just want to remind everyone that. Jules does have an open bed, so if Paige wants it, it's totally, totally cool.
See you in bed. So then Lindsay and Carl begin another ridiculous fight that is about nothing and going nowhere. So they're getting ready to go out.
In towels.
Lindsay's like, why don't we just stay in together? Which means Lindsay wants some boyfriend-girlfriend time where you just say, hey, I don't need to party for a day and try to get laid. I'm just going to hang out with this girl I just said I wanted to, like, spend time with or whatever.
Yeah. And he's like, seriously? It's Saturday night in the Hamptons. I just want to have fun. It's like that Cyndi Lauper song, but readjusted to 2020. So it's like, not girls just want to have fun. It's Carl's just want to have fun.
Gents just want to have fun. She's like,
that's all they want. That's all they want. Gents and lyrics that I don't know, because gents just want to have fun.
She goes, yeah, but also like, and he goes, all right. Let's discuss this. Is this fun right now? He's like, are you into this? Like, what are you doing? You're pulling it back. And he's like, Are you kidding me?
I'm trying to tell you how I feel. The world is not going to end right now unless you tell me that they're no longer manufacturing short shorts. So we need to get our clothes on because it's Saturday night in the Hamptons and I'm looking to get run over by Lizzie Grubman, okay?
Are people still creating letters that you iron onto t-shirts? Yes? Then okay. The world is still fine. I'm going out.
Yeah. And Lindsay's like, it's okay. Yeah, it is okay. Life is good. Wow, that sounded great.
Life is good.
That was great. Life is good.
I'm going to say that 20 times this episode.
Life is good. You know what? Wait, let me try to say it with flinging my hands out wide, closing my shoulder blades just a little bit. Life is good. Wow, that felt great. Great. Great work, me.
So Paige and Amanda are like, oh my God, there are so many good snacks in the pantry. Let's go on a snack run.
Jules is just in the pantry like, hi, I had a feeling you guys would be down here. Just want to remind everyone, there is a vacancy in my bed tonight. So,
and Lindsay and Carl keep fighting. But now they're dressed. And she's like,
I will not go to the Hamptons fucking social. That is where I will not fucking go.
He's like, I want to get out of this stupid house. And I called an Uber, so we'll go wherever we want. It's the power of Uber.
And Lindsay lies on the floor. And he's like, this is not fun. We are not dating, okay? We are not dating. And she goes,
life is good.
We're not dating. We're not dating now, really. We're not.
I don't want to fight. Like Tina Turner says, I don't want to fight. I want to have fun. Hashtag life is good, okay?
I don't want to fight like, no more.
I do too. I want to have fun, but like you don't have to get mad.
I'm not mad. You're the one who's getting upset. I'm not going out. I'm not gonna go out with you tonight if you're gonna act.
I think I'm having Carl say Lindsay's line, which is really funny. Because I think she's the one like, I'm not gonna go out with you tonight if you're gonna act like this.
He says
that. He says that?
Yeah, because now she's like coming for him. She's like,
oh really, we're not dating?
And then he reaches out to her and she like pushes his hand away and he goes, do not touch me. Do not touch me. We're not girlfriend and boyfriend and I'm not going out if you're going to act like this. And she's like,
but I need consistency, girl. I need consistency.
And then she follows him. He tries to go into his room and close the door behind him. And he's like, do not touch me. Do not touch me. We're not boyfriend and girlfriend. Like she's abusing him or something.
Yeah.
And then she pushes the door open. And she slams the door open and we go to commercial break.
And his phone falls down. Oh, Carl, bad things always happen in your door jam. Every single time. Every single season. Whether it's a watermelon getting destroyed, the watermelon is back. Or your phone falling down. Just stay away from your door jam.
Yeah. So when we come back, just in case we forgot who these people were, it's like, Carl, sales/business development.
Yeah, and we see it again. She's like, I need a consistency, Carl. And like slams the door open. Do not touch me. And he goes, wow. I'm really getting, like, PTSD. And then we get a montage of Lauren Marcus going nuts on Carl, you know? It's like, Carl, do you ever think that maybe you might be the common denominator here? Like, these things don't just happen.
It's my dad's fault. I told everybody already. It's my dad's fault. Yeah. Call my dad. Right,
but then the same goes for Lindsay, because then she's crying in the kitchen. She goes, I got bait and switched every fucking relationship I'm in. He didn't put me first. I'm like, well, stop dating known douchebags.
Yeah, and when she goes, he didn't put me first, Danielle goes, are you sure?
Goes, yes!
And Danielle's like, wow, they've gone from the honeymoon phase to wanting to kill each other, and it's only been a week. I want to be supportive, but am I surprised? Does a bear shit in the woods? Did you guys get that the first time? Because that shit's funny.
Wow, their relationship went from honeymoon phase to argument phase faster than it takes the LIRR to go from Southampton to Penn Station. Am I right, everyone? Wow.
So then Carl is at a club dancing, ass dancing with some rando. And then It's 1:42. Armanda and Hannah come home to bone. And she's like, we had to take the comforter off because someone was having sex in the bed.
Yeah. And he's like, what about the sheets? She goes, no, it was only on top. So they go into the bathroom to have sex in the shower. And she's like, I was really hoping that the party would make Armand like really show that he cares for me. But there are other ways he could do that too. Like having sex in the shower, ratchet.
In the shower, ratchet, ratchet, shower. And then Luke comes home and he's like, Hannah. Whoa, my bad. My bad. Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. And Kyle's in the kitchen and he's just doing the Men's Warehouse slogan. He's like, you're going to like the way you feel. Just drunk doing Men's Warehouse, which I actually really appreciated.
Yeah.
And then there was this shot of Luke. He's like sitting in bed. He goes, okay, 1, 2, 3, go to bed. He lies down in bed. I was like, that makes so much sense. That is totally how male models go to sleep.
So then Hannah and Armand, everybody wakes up the next morning. And
well, we should point out that Paige went to sleep in Amanda's bed with her, which meant that Kyle had to sleep on the chair. So even though it meant putting Kyle on the chair, Paige still would rather be with Amanda than go into Jules's bed to sleep with her.
I know. Jules probably came home like, hi, Paige. Just started like brushing the hair of the pillow next to her.
She probably walked through the hallways like, wow, it's so nice to have an entire bed to myself. I can't believe that there's room in my bed and no one seems to be aware of it, right? Room in my bed, everyone. Room in the bed.
So everybody's waking up, and Hannah and Armand wake up, and she's like, I didn't shower last night, Ratchet. He's like,
after the pool? That is iconic of you.
She's like, I'm just a natural beauty. I don't have to shower ever.
Yeah, and Amanda's like, Kyle, you fell asleep with your clothes on again last night. What do we say about that? And he's like, can we have sex? Can we have sex?
No.
Poor Jules wakes up alone, and then she like wakes up and then just like flops over again. You could tell for a glimmer, for a moment there, she was hoping that she would wake up and Paige would be next to her.
Yeah.
But she wasn't.
Aww. So then Kyle goes to wake up Carl. Why? We don't really know. But he's like, sorry to wake you up, but I wasn't expecting an empty bed. And Carl's like, welcome to Psychoville, bro.
Yeah, this place was insane last night. It was like, she knocked the phone out. She touched me. She touched me. Yeah. I mean, that's not cool. So then Lindsay goes up to Danielle, and she's like,
oh, he gets really selfish and, like, wants to just run away. It's like, what the fuck? Like, not cool. Not cool.
Yeah, and Danielle's like, yeah, he seemed very content in doing what he wanted last night. So then cuts to Kyle and Carl still talking about it. And Kyle's like, what, was she mad that you went out? And he's like, yeah. Wow, that sounds like a relationship. And we're not even in a relationship. Like, I took her on one date.
Yeah. Kyle's like, well, this is Carl's fault because Lindsay is the mayor of Psychotown, population one. And then we get a montage of Lindsay throughout the seasons.
I'm going to go sleep in a guy's house with a guy in a bed.
I was waiting for the rest of Lindsay.
Oh, I was going to
love
you
a good Lindsay
montage. No, I was going to let you trade off with me. I didn't want to hog the entire Lindsay montage.
Go for it. I didn't even write them down. I was just like, wow, this is a time I can stop typing.
It's her saying, I'm going to go sleep in a guy's house with a guy in a bed. And then there's another shot of her like yelling at the guy, like, what a good role model. And then last season, why are we having a committee here? Like, I don't even walk into a gangbang, as if any of that made sense.
That's Lindsay. I love when she has some nonsensical things to scream about.
Yeah.
So then we come back and Carl's like, oh my God, I just started kissing her like last weekend. One kissing, one finger bang, no dick touching. And then he throws his arms in the air like, what is this? What is this? Yeah. What is that math?
Yeah, life is supposed to be good. And this is what we get. I mean, it's crazy, you know? Mm. So he's going to go talk with, he's going to go have a conversation with Lindsay, potentially to end this madness. And Kyle's like, yeah, we're gonna get that dick touch. Yeah. So now everyone's like in the kitchen, and Hannah's saying that she still doesn't officially have a boyfriend still because Armand did not ask for exclusivity. And so they're just like chatting, and Lindsay walks through like death, and everyone's like silent as she walks through, you know,
death in a bikini.
Yeah.
So then she and Danielle talk again outside about, oh, you know, now you're going to have to talk to Carl. Oh.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, inside the kitchen, Amanda's like, why is this bacon taking so long? Like, who was the idiot that tried to make the bacon at this temperature? And you can just like imagine Jules being like, I'm trying so hard.
I can't get ahead. So Carl's just standing outside being all passive aggressive, like just standing there alone on his cell phone. And Lindsay goes, hey, yeah. Carl. He's like, oh, I don't know what you want me to say, but I'm going to stand here anyway. And she's like,
yeah, it's a little awkward. Yeah, take your time.
And he's like, oh, trust me, I'm going to take as much time as I want. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So they all sit down to eat breakfast together, and it's really quiet and awkward. And then it's really, really quiet and really awkward. Mm. And Amanda's like,
anyone?
And Carl's like, oh, it's kind of nice not hearing anyone talk, actually. So, life is good when it's quiet. All right.
Yeah, life is good. Life is good when it's quiet. And Hannah's like, are we cool to have a fun day? Or do people need to talk shit out? Which is my way of saying, you guys need to talk shit out, okay? And they notice that Paige has been, like, very quiet. More quiet than usual, because she's sort of at a base level quiet. And so she's like,
yeah, I just like, I want to hang out with Perry and I might not come next weekend. Okay.
And Hannah's like, oh, is he pushing for that? And she's like,
well, I feel like it's been 3 weekends. And so I just want to like have one with him.
And Danielle's like, I wish it could be both. Like, why can't Perry come and hang out with us? And I could just feel Lindsay's eyes look at Danielle like, oh, you think you're coming back next weekend? Non-full-time cast member. us. Since when are you part of the us?
Yeah.
Guest.
Yeah, I know. Is she here all the time now?
Maybe.
It's weird. It's like you're fired, kinda. Not really, but we just don't really want to pay you as much, around. Okay, train lady?
She's been fired twice in 3 seasons. It's amazing.
Yeah. So Paige is like, there's 2 pages. Like, there's Party Paige and there's Perry Paige. And, like, they're both tugging at me. And, like, I don't know what side to go on. And so Hannah's all upset that she's going to miss the weekend. And she's like, who am I going to poop with?
Yeah. She's like, I have cute little poops. By the way, Party Paige. Go with Party Paige. That's the page we want. So... Kyle goes up to Amanda after breakfast. Kyle goes up to Amanda in the room and goes, can we have sex? She's like, Kyle.
No.
So then Carl and Lindsay are having a talk and he's like, well, gents, I'm glad we're all here. Cause we can agree that life is good. And, I'm glad that we're talking while we're sober. Because last night you were,
sorry, there's an ant on you. Sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
I felt so bad for that ant. That ant, like, had entered Pan's Labyrinth. All that hair on his body? Wow, that poor ant was like, I'm never getting out of here.
I know. That ant had no chance.
It was in some very whimsical, artsy maze at that point. Just like, start walking on Carl's skin, it is like, goodbye. You're never coming out of there.
So he's going to, like, have this breakup speech, right? That's what he's been planning to do. So he's like, well, there's just, like, a lot going on with you, and there's, like, this friction, and, like, you're asking for a lot. He's like, what am I asking for, Carl? He's like, you said you wanted consistency, so...
I don't want to live my life where we're, like, fighting and waking up and apologizing, you know, because that's what all my other relationships are like, and I'm... trying to grow up, you know, it's Carl 65.0, and, like, is this what we should be doing right now?
And she's like, I'm getting mixed signals from you, Carl, like, are you still in this?
Like, just the other day, I mean, it was 3 days ago, Carl.
Yeah, and he goes, yeah! Oh
my god.
I know, I mean, mixed signals, I mean, they're both getting mixed signals, they're both giving each other mixed signals, so even though this is Carl's breakup speech, when she says, are you still in this? He goes, yeah. You and I compliment each other in, like, so many ways. And I don't want to deal with all this dumb fighting, you know?
And she's like, yeah, you make me laugh and smile more than anyone in the world. Just want to refresh your mind on that one.
He's like, oh, yeah. Okay. Can I give you a kiss?
Yeah. And everyone's, like, sees from afar. They're like, oh, they're kissing. Ugh. Because they were, while this is happening, the girls were sitting there like, I think it was someone was like, can we just, like, pray that they break up so we don't have to deal with this, like, intensely annoying situation that we had last night all summer long? And Paige is just like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah. And then Carl tells us, I'm a pussy. Like, I have a bad track record of breaking up with girls. Like, how do you break up with your best friend? Oh.
Yeah. We have a flashback of him trying to break up with Lindsay. Lauren Workus, and he does the same thing, and he's like, yeah, I just need to go slowly, so can I give you a kiss? It's like, what sort of breakup is this?
So then everybody is basically getting ready to leave, and Kyle comes up to Amanda, and he goes, I feel like this is our routine. And she's like, what, Kyle? Come to the Hamptons, pack, leave the Hamptons? And he walks off all mad.
He didn't even consider my guacamole making in that routine that I presented to him.
And then everybody just has problems getting out of the house. Jewel breaks a nail on her suitcase. Paige forgot her pillow. And the door hits Hannah on the way out. Like, I think this house is like, please get out of me. Okay? I hate all of you.
So now we're back in New York, which means we get to see what everyone's doing, like fake work time. So we start with Carl at Kyle's apartment, I guess, making calls. He's like, hi, I'm with a new hard sparkling tea product called Lover Boy, and I was trying to get in touch about setting up some time to talk about it. And the guy on the phone is like, yeah, I think the best way is to speak to one of the partners. He goes, awesome.
Yeah, he's calling Marshalls.
It's like basically his mom doing a deep voice. Oh, yes, Carl. Why don't you speak to one of my partners, Carl?
I'm so proud doing great. Of you.
So we go to Paige taking, I love that they only show Paige taking selfie cams on her Instagram. Yeah. She's like, okay, guys, this set is for lunch on a Saturday, or you can go to the grocery store. Click. Done.
Cut to Jules at the grocery store in the same outfit. Well, she said it was perfect for it.
Thanks for the outfit, Deets.
So then we see Jules talking to her mom on Facebook, and she's like, I'm lonely. And then on Thursday...
Her mom was, by the way, beautiful. Can we give some shout-out to Jules's... I mean, Jules is also very pretty, but her mom, I was like, look at this beautiful mother right here. I just got to give props to her.
She's like, don't worry, honey. Don't be hard on yourself.
I'm proud of you.
People will realize what a wonderful person you are the first time they spend the night with you to watch Goonies. Have you tried that?
Yes, Mom.
Have you tried putting little candy bars in the bed so they can maybe come in? You know, if you see, do you know Hansel and Gretel? There are some lessons to be learned from that.
Thursday, hammers, tape, tools. Luke is doing tool things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love this. Luke goes, you know, where I'm from, you have to work hard and hustle to get by. So while I'm coaching hockey and modeling, I'm also in the process of starting my own jewelry company.
Officially in love. I love you.
Also, how does he live in New York City? Like, modeling and coaching hockey and making jewelry, and he can have a roof over his head in New York City. How does this work? Who is he scamming?
He's hoeing. He's got to be hoeing.
So he tells us why he explains why jewelry runs in his veins. He goes, well, my great grandfather was a blacksmith, and my dad made jewelry when he was in prison.
So then Hannah.
He's like, I can also make license plates.
Yep. Which also explains how I can pay my rent. Oh, sorry, drop that. Is the camera getting me get this?
I'm like, are we just going to just leave that there? Your dad was... Did he explain why his dad was in prison in a previous episode? Did I miss that?
Because he made some bad choices.
Oh, yeah. Made some bad choices.
Yeah, I think it was
he tried to
wrap
the jewelry instead of
something.
Make the jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Hannah comes over because she's good at viral videos. I make viral videos.
Yeah. Yeah, so she comes over to do some social media content so that way he can get his jewelry business off the ground. She's like, okay, say, I'm Luke, I'm a male model, but I also sell jewelry. He's like, I'm Luke, I'm a male model, but I also sell jewelry. She goes, great, now let's do it again and take your shirt off.
And he does. He does it.
It was
perfect.
Full on soap dish. Like, what a great tribute to Carrie Fisher in soap dish.
It was so funny. And I like when he's like, well, you know, I think that Hannah has this talent of creating viral videos. And it cuts to Hannah going, oh, I've got a blister on my lip still, guys. It's not herpes. It cuts back to him. She could help me.
And then she's directing him. She's like, okay, look up and smile. Okay, now pretend you have a personality. Oh, my goodness. Like, it gave me, like, such a rush to see someone finally talk like that to a male model. It was like, finally, someone's doing it.
Yeah, just bossing him around.
Yeah.
And he does everything so perfectly and so charmingly. I love him. He's probably a serial killer. Oh, my God.
In love.
So then Hannah's like, okay, well, that's a wrap. And he's like, but how's your week? You hanging with your boyfriend? She's like, he's not my boyfriend. He's like, good, you want to go on a date? How would you feel if I asked you that? She goes, oh, what does that mean if you were going to? He's like, I want to ask you. Would you go on a date?
She's like, I can't believe you're asking me this. Okay, yes, I'll do it.
Yeah, fuck yes, I will.
Yeah, she basically says she feels like she's running in place with Armand, which may be more because he's always sort of moving like he's dancing to something, but that there might be more than just a physical attraction with Luke. So we will see.
Oh, God. Finally, hey, you know what this show really needs? We really need to end with another Kyle and Amanda are bad for each other scene. Like, how many times do I have to sit through this fucking scene?
I know. I love when they make this the cliffhanger for the week. Because, God, I just go through the entire week, Summer House style. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Just wondering, wow, will things ever turn around for Kyle and Amanda? Can't wait.
Oh, my
God.
It's the lamest relationship ever. Just break up.
I know. Break up or have sex. Either way, I don't care anymore. So they're sitting there outside, but it's also raining. And Amanda's like, it's really fucking pouring out. And Kyle's like, yeah. And then it's just like silent.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
He's like, I know it seems like I'm on your case, but I'm on your case. Because like, you get up late and I get up earlier. And she's like, oh, you're not my dad. It's like, what do I have to be your dad? She's like, oh my God, Kyle.
Yeah. Also, like, because he's like, I mean, I don't want to be your dad. And like, you know, it's just that like, it's like, you know, and
I don't want to have to be like nagging you to wake up. And she's like, you know, I'm not a morning person, Kyle. I'm like a bitch in the morning. And he's like, well, that's something you have to work on. She's like, you're such a dad. He's like, it's 9 a.m. on a work day. I mean, like, why is it my responsibility to tell you to get up off the couch where you've been for a month? I'm like, Kyle, has it dawned on you that maybe Amanda is depressed? Like, do you see these symptoms are like so blatant? Can you just like address this for a second? It's like, it's not my fault that you're always sad all the time and lying and can't get out of bed, man.
Well, yeah, and the answer, like, if you did talk to her about it, it's like, hey, you seem really, like, you don't, maybe don't want to get married right now. The answer is, well, you just cheated on me 5 minutes ago, and I'm traumatized.
Like, yeah.
What kind of answer are, like, you going to be looking for here, buddy?
He's like, I just need help with the wedding planning, you know? I feel like we're, like, totally far behind with the wedding planning. And she's like, we had a venue, and it fell through. It's like, it's okay. It's fine. We'll get a new venue.
No, she doesn't want to get married. She's putting it off.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe. I actually think that she is depressed. I don't. Which, the depression may be caused by that or whatever. But like, I think she. I'm getting a depressive vibe from her, and I think that she just needs like to do some therapy or whatever. Do what she needs to do. But it's like, she just sort of like, she's sad. She looks sad right now.
She always looks sad. Like, when was Amanda ever, and maybe she's just a depressive That's person. True. I don't know. But like, when has Amanda ever been jumping around happy? You know, she's always,
yeah,
she's cried, I mean, ever since she's been on this show, because she was wanting to be with Kyle, but then he didn't want to be with her. He just wanted to be with other people. And then she finally got Kyle, but then he was always cheating on her. Like, the only time we really see her smile is when she's playing with her friends, you know?
Or making guacamole. And I think that, like, I think there's, like, maybe something. It's probably a little bit of both of what we're saying. She probably is depressed. She probably doesn't want to get married. She probably is traumatized from everything. She probably thought moving in would fix whatever it was, and it didn't fix it. All that stuff. And then she also tells us that she feels like Kyle doesn't accept her for her, and she just, like, she feels like she's not what he expected. I'm like, time for therapy, guys.
Yeah, have fun, guys. Have fun.
Yeah, have fun. Okay? We'll see you on, like, next week on the, like, the, in New York. Well, we're going to get that scene, I guarantee, next week of Kyle and Amanda in therapy.
Oh, God, please don't do this to me. Like, I want you to get therapy, but not on TV. Do it on the off season, okay? It's bad enough watching you guys do things I like eat.
Also, I need an update on Kyle's turtle. I would like that as well.
Oh, yeah. Well, for now, guess what? That's it. It's the end of our week. That means it's Friday. We're going to go do weekend things, like not go to the Hamptons, okay? We're gonna...
Yeah, or like not sleep in the same bed with Jules.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody. Have a great weekend, and do not sleep in the bed with Jules, okay? We don't know why it's so terrifying, but apparently it is, so don't do it.
Don't do it. Don't trust the bacon. Good night, everyone. I'm saying good night. That's the day. Good night, bye, everyone. Everybody. See you next episode. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
All right, here's the tea. He's gay and I'm not.
And we have a podcast called A Gay and a Non-Gay.
James is always having a meltdown about some bloke.
I'm actually really sad. I'm so sorry I'm having a breakdown.
Dan's got a lot of questions about gay people.
Why don't gays get the Megabus?
But we love each other.
And we're basically like a couple. Except we're not, because, honey, have you seen his eyebrows? A gay and a non-gay.
The podcast that Radio Times inexplicably calls the most fundamentally kind and funny podcast in Britain. You think they've heard it?
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.